We're borrowing money from China to buy oil from the Persian Gulf to burn it in ways that destroy the planet. Every bit of that has to change. When you connect the dots, it turns out that the real solutions to the climate crisis are the very same measures that are needed to renew our economy and escape the trap of ever-rising energy prices. Moreover, they are also the very same solutions that we need to guarantee our national security without having to go to war in the Persian Gulf. What if we could use fuels that aren't expensive, don't cause pollution, and are abundantly available right here at home? But to make this exciting potential a reality and truly solve our nation's problems, we need a new start. That is why I'm proposing today a strategic initiative designed to free us from the crises that are holding us down and to regain control of our own destiny. It's not the only thing we need to do, but this strategic challenge is the linchpin of a bold new strategy needed to repower America. So today, I challenge our nation to commit to producing 100% of our electricity from renewable energy and truly clean carbon-free sources within 10 years. And as the demand for renewable energy grows, the costs will continue to fall. Let me give you one revealing example. The price of the specialized silicon used to make solar cells was recently as high as $300 per kilogram, but the newest contracts have prices as low as $50 a kilogram. You remember the same thing happened with computer chips, also made out of silicon. The price paid for the same performance came down by 50% every 18 months, year after year. And that's been happening for 40 years in a row. I, for one, do not believe our country can withstand 10 more years of the status quo. Our families can't stand 10 more years of gasoline price increases. Our workers can't stand 10 more years of job losses and outsourcing of factories. Our economy can't stand 10 more years of sending $2 billion every 24 hours to foreign countries for oil. And our soldiers and their families cannot take another 10 years of repeated troop deployments to dangerous regions that just happen to have large oil supplies. Am I the only one who finds it strange that our government so often adopts a so-called solution that has absolutely nothing to do with the problem it's supposed to address? When people rightly complain about higher gasoline prices that are hurting our country, we propose to give more money to the oil companies and pretend that they're going to bring gasoline prices down? It will do nothing of the sort, and everyone knows it. If we keep going back to the same policies that have never, ever worked in the past and have served only to produce the highest gasoline prices in history alongside the greatest oil company profits in history, nobody should be surprised if we get the same result over and over again. So I ask you to join with me to call on every candidate at every level to accept this challenge for America to be running on 100% zero carbon electricity in 10 years. It's time for us to move beyond empty rhetoric. We need to act now, and we need to act boldly. This is a generational moment, a moment when we decide our own path and our collective fate. I'm asking you, each of you, to join me and build this future. Please join the WE campaign at wecansolveit.org. We need you, and we need you now. We must now lift our nation to reach another goal that will change history. Our entire civilization depends upon us now embarking on a new journey of exploration and discovery. Our success depends on our willingness as a people to undertake this journey and to complete it within 10 years. Once again, we have an opportunity to take a giant leap for humankind. Thank you for coming.